From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. releases Osama bin Laden papers. The documents were recovered during the raid in Pakistan that killed the al-Qaeda leader. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence said the release is in line with President Barack Obama's call for increased transparency. The material includes personal letters, a list of English language books recovered from his compound, think tank studies, technical manuals, and materials published by other militant groups. Islamic State fighters seized parts of the ancient Syrian town of Palmyra Wednesday, sparking fears that the militant group would destroy a priceless archaeological site. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants have taken as much as a third of the city. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third term. Meanwhile, the president signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections. Hillary Hewler has more.
The elections were originally scheduled for May 26th, but with Burundi still in a state of political crisis, they've now been postponed until the following week. Presidential spokesman Willie Nyamitwe says that the delay is at least partly a response to both domestic and international pressure. Nyamitwe says there's been no decision on whether or not to delay presidential elections scheduled to be held June 26th. Hillary Hewler, Nairobi.
President Barack Obama said Wednesday global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president told new graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, the effects of climate change will have an impact on how the military defends the U.S. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. Negotiators from Iran and a group that includes Britain, China, France, Russia, the United States, and Germany have been working on the details of a final agreement to scale back Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. The United Nations announced Wednesday that it will convene parties to the Yemen conflict in Geneva next week for meetings with the aim of relaunching that country's political dialogue. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will attend the opening of the meeting on May 28th. Diplomats said they expect the talks would run about 3 days. In a statement announcing the consultations, Mr. Ban said the goal is to bring together a broad range of Yemeni governmental and other actors in good faith and without preconditions. UN spokesman Farhan Haq stressed that Geneva is not an international conference, but a consultative process aimed at bringing the Yemenis together with UN facilitation. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties for illegally colluding to manipulate prices in currency exchanges. Four of the banks, Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland, admitted to violating antitrust laws. The fifth bank, UBS, faces penalties for manipulating a key interest rate. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank appear unlikely to raise the key interest rate in June, as some analysts had expected. Notes from the most recent meeting at the U.S. Federal Reserve shows officials trying to make sense of disappointing economic data that show the economy growing more slowly than expected and inflation remaining lower than they considered ideal. Russia's foreign minister is criticizing the United States for participating in Ukraine's affairs, quoting now, not always in a constructive way. Addressing the Federation Council, the upper chamber of Russia's parliament, Sergei Lavrov said he hopes the U.S. convinces Ukrainian authorities to strictly adhere to the latest Minsk ceasefire agreement and avoid violence. Meanwhile, Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, told a BBC interviewer that Ukraine is in a war with Russia, not just with pro-Russian separatists. He warned he believes Russia is preparing a military offensive for which Ukrainians must be ready. He said Ukraine must not give Russia any tiny chance for provocation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.